messages on screen to where the audio eventually evaporation becomes available. This station
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe. We are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
Welcome to Casual Preppers Podcast.
Just going to the same.
He's going to do it again. Yeah.
All right.
Cameron, welcome to the podcast palace.
Thank you.
How you been?
I've been good.
I think we got to start with some small talk.
Yeah.
So how have your kids been?
How's your mom?
How's your mom? How's the hip?
I saw your grandpa the
How's
other day.
The knee?
This weather, huh?
It's weather or something. What's on the docket today? What are we doing?
Well, we want to talk to you about a delightful article.
It's delightful.
It's very good.
It's really good. It really is.
Go through some basics of survival. And
the Survival 13.
The Survival 13, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we've got two review boxes.
Are we going to do both of them?
Aren't we?
We can. We can.
Yeah,
do whatever you want. Except the other one's way over there.
But right here.
We'll see. We'll see. Oh, you got it right there. We're good. All right. So, hey, guys. First, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. And join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. You'd be an idiot not to go do it.
You'd be dummy.
This the box we just got, if you have an AR, oh, you'd be creaming your jeans, boy. You'll be creaming them jeans, boy.
You'd be squirting in those jeans.
You took it a level too far right there.
That was too far.
Remember we talked about the line and not crossing it.
Maybe you're talking about squirting out your butt.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we got to tell you something. Something really cool happened this week. We passed 100,000 downloads.
No, hey-o!
hey-o!
Time to retire.
Time to retire. We said if we ever got 100,000, we were done.
This is it. This we is did it. It.
No, we honestly never thought we'd get that many. That's a lot in podcast land, if you don't know. If you don't know, that's a lot of
Have
downloads.
You ever been to podcast land?
Welcome. Welcome to podcast land. Anyways, we appreciate you guys listening and downloading and telling your buddies about us, telling your mom, your grandma, your nephew, your uncles,
yep,
your doctors.
Oh,
people yeah. went there.
Your teachers, yeah. your Sunday school teachers,
your boss,
yeah,
your coworkers,
yep. Your neighbor,
the McDonald's window person,
yeah, yep,
that person, the 7-Eleven
gas
attendant.
Station, yep.
Yeah. So
just everybody.
It. We appreciate you guys.
Listener reviews starts now.
Well, what do you think, Cam?
I guess it's time to do this.
Oh, well, why don't we let you read this?
Okay.
Talk about it a little bit.
This listener review is named the namer, the person that's in this, Darren Taylor.
Darren.
Thank you, Darren. Five plus five star.
Five stars.
I can't believe it. Okay, this is Darren. This isn't me. I can't believe it. Every episode is full of casual prepping goodness direct to my ear holes. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. Dang, son.
No,
these guys.
Dang, son. There you go.
These guys are what I listen to in my bunker while I'm working on my naked tickle fighting.
Good gracious, Darren.
Seriously, though.
Your mom know about that, Darren.
Seriously, though. Good prepping tips and the tricks abound.
Don't know how to spell
in this funny ass podcast. I highly recommend this to everyone looking at prepping, except riders with hook hands. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Darren. That's delightful.
Time for you to get yourself a Halloween costume or a Christmas costume.
We're gonna come Halloween time. We're gonna have to have everybody send us their rider outfits.
Merry Christmas.
Who are you, the dude from Pirates of the Caribbean? No, I'm gonna go burn some shit up.
Hell no, I'm a rider.
Hell no, I'm a rider.
Social media shout out.
Did you see what I wrote on here, Cameron? I'm not doing any. I'm shouting out ourselves on this podcast.
Hey!
Gosh damn it, stop yelling.
Well, you should keep me under control.
I'm trying. Shouldn't have gave you that caramel before we started. You're on a sugar high. Freaking hey. Anyways, social media shout out goes to some boys named Casual Preppers.
Have you ever looked at their stuff?
So anyways, we're just saying go follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, and subscribe to the YouTube and the podcast. We're here. We're waiting.
Don't subscribe to YouTube.
Yeah, don't subscribe to YouTube. I said YouTube.
On YouTube.
Oh, YouTube. Yeah, no. So, yeah, we're just saying go out and do it because we know a lot of you haven't. So it's time.
Now, let's make it.
It's a mad, mad world.
I just did that. Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all knew this was coming. The Charlottesville riots. It's been nuts over there, man.
It's been a bunch of riots.
Actually, just today, did you hear about over in Spain? That crap going on.
People should not be allowed to drive. Not one person.
Not one person. Everybody needs to walk slowly.
Well, you want
to
drive into crowds? We'll just take your cars away.
Gosh, you idiots. Stop doing it. Seriously. This friggin', it's a mess, and politically it's a mess. It's a big fat joke, and I hate it. I hate everybody. Shut
this
up.
Joke's over.
Joke over. Punchline done. See ya. Anyways, so we're talking your riots, right? You know, we've gone over a million times what to do in a riot. So go back and listen to the Surviving a Riot episode because they're coming to
town. For the past three, we've talked about riots.
Yeah, pretty much every episode we talk about rioting.
Because mm-hmm.
Rioting is coming to a town near you.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of kind of riots.
Yeah.
So on Monday...
Yeah.
Got the eclipse coming.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So the reason I wanted to bring this up is because they figure like those locations, those big towns, mm-hmm. they're going to have like 10,000
people. Some of the towns aren't big.
No, they're not. But they're going to like overwhelm.
The path of the 100% coverage of the solar eclipse.
I'll make that clear.
Okay.
Good job. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So the path, like Kobe said,
yes.
That area, those towns are just going to kind of be overwhelmed by a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah.
And, you know, eclipse lovers that love the books and
eclipse lovers. We were talking about this on the live stream before.
Yeah, we were. Which is kind of funny.
It is kind of funny.
They're going to overwhelm the cell towers. They figure like cell phones aren't going to work and a lot of the millennials are going to lose their minds.
Yeah, they really are.
And one of my friends that lives in Idaho Falls, which you know, it's going to be 100%. He said like he works at the hospital. And they're like having to check every hour.
Is this a friend I know?
No.
That's not.
They're having to check online at the hospital every hour to make sure it's not like a code red or anything.
Really?
Or a big influx of like injuries. I'm just like, man, for a freaking eclipse, like, why would you put yourself in those areas?
So I was watching some videos and stuff that some of these counties have been putting out that are in the line of this, right? And they said there's going to be some people that are going to start freaking out because a lot of people are just going to be traveling or they're going to be somewhere and they haven't heard that the eclipse is coming. And they're just going to think like Armageddon has started and like the end of the world. Yep. So people are going to start
flipping it. It's a Korean missile.
Yeah. So Kim Jong-un just shot the sun.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's something, you know. So people are going to go nuts. So just get your head on a swivel come Monday.
The white supremacists. Why's it turning black? That's not right.
Damn it. Right. It's the Jews' fault.
And the animals are supposed to go haywire.
Yeah, they are.
So
yeah.
You're going to have like...
Keep your dog on a leash. Keep your
deer
cats
running
indoors.
Into town.
Keep your hamster farm under control.
Whoa, boys. Hey.
Didn't we talk about the hamster farm? Or was it hamster or gerbils? I don't remember what we were talking about.
It was like a survival location, like making a pen.
No, we had talking about having a tarp or something. Yeah. And making a gerbil pen or a hamster pen.
So if you got that going right now.
Yeah, you're going to want
to. Those hamsters are going to lose it.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
But yeah. I know I've heard all this stuff. Like the stars will come out.
Yeah.
And a bunch of insects you'll hear, like crickets will start.
Yeah, they'll start chirping.
Yep, and then the all the animals.
Well, it only lasts like
I know,
not very long, right? Like, how long is it supposed to last?
I don't know, but there's like it's just crazy to me. Like, people are going to pay thousands of dollars to go to this to stay in a hotel where the eclipse is going to be like a minute and a half.
Yeah,
I'm like,
and then you got to wear
paying
glasses.
$1,000 for a nice place for a minute and a half of pleasure. It's like a honeymoon all over again.
No shit. but you have to wear the glasses and everything. You can't even look at the damn thing.
I know.
It's like
people are going to be driving with those glasses on.
Well, I think
it's coming.
I don't know. I'm like, man, it seems like a perfect opportunity for somebody to go driving into a crowd.
Absolutely. So watch out.
Watch out.
It's coming. So, guys, today's podcast, our buddy Daniel Dabbs over at BattleBox, he's the CEO. He's the mastermind behind that beast over there. He just wrote an article on their website. You can go check it out, battlebox.com, no E. You can go to the articles page, and it's called the 13, no, what's it called? Yeah, the Survival 13,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So, you know, we've all, let me just read this beginning piece. It says, we've all heard of the three rules of survival, the five C's of survival, and the lengthier version, the 10 C's of survival. Some may know the widely used military acronym survival as well. For me, these versions are either missing some major survival components or just an antiquated acronym that needs a major update. The Survival 13 was developed by myself as a training tool to remember everything necessary to survive another day in any environment. These were also put into order of importance for me. As you read, perhaps you will agree with my assessment on why. So basically, he goes through 13 points. They all start with S.
So we're going to break it down.
We're going to break it down for you. Starting with number one, this one is called sharp edge, which obviously is a knife. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if we want to read all these. You want to read all these, Cam, or you just want to talk about them real quick?
I think we should talk about them.
Just talk about them.
You should read the article though.
Yeah, it's a really good article. So, number one is sharp edge. So basically it's having a knife, a blade, something to cut with you.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about this a lot. You know, EDC is so important to basically any prepper.
Whoever right now doesn't have a knife available,
yeah,
is probably dumb.
No, I feel so, like, I feel naked without my knife.
I do too.
These days, seriously. Like, I
have
several
to where I'm like, what am I going to wear with it?
Yeah, no, I do too. Yeah, and I have obviously have several in my vehicle all the time. I have one on my desk at work. You know what I mean? I just feel like I have to have it everywhere because you never know.
You don't.
You know? And especially in a survival situation, you're going to really want that. As far as order of importance, I'm not sure if I'd make that number one for myself.
Probably not.
It's obviously really, really important, but I think I'd probably, water is going to be more important than a blade probably, right? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really pay particular attention to the order, but but yeah, I agree. I probably would have mentioned water, but you know, we always talk about having a knife, and I mean, there's just there's so many uses, not only for, you know, building and you know, cutting crap, cutting your fingers and stuff, but I mean, in terms of defense, you know, you've got a weapon, you've got a tool. I mean, yeah, it is. It's something you need, and you need to make sure you know how to take care of it, you know, sharpen it, and
absolutely
be safe with it.
Yeah.
Because it's all about safety. Because I think that's one of the things in here, isn't it?
It's got to be. Yeah, so blade is number one rule of the survival 13 rule. What is that? What the hell is it? I can't remember. Survival 13, that's what it is.
But yeah, I mean, and there's so many different types. I mean, if you want to carry around a machete, that's a knife.
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
Something sharp.
Yeah, but I mean, anytime obviously you go out into the wilderness or something, make sure you have something more than a little, you know, pocket knife.
Right.
You know, it's
good. And I mean, even a multi-tool is a knife.
Yeah, absolutely.
Form, so that could be included in this whole thing. Yeah, so, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so moving on to number two is skills. You know, he says, without skills to survive, you will not survive. Using your knowledge, tactics, and training, you will have a greater chance of success when challenged by the outdoors. And that's absolutely true. Skills should be really high. I mean, I always say, you know, if you're trying to prep on the cheap or something like that, skills should be your number one priority, right? Because it doesn't cost anything to go watch a damn YouTube video, listen to a podcast.
I know. And, you know, you develop those skills before shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to be that much further ahead.
Than everybody, man.
Yeah. And also, we've talked about, too, is those skills you can use to barter, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll come over and build you a turret.
I'll build you a fire.
Give me a bottle of water.
Exactly. Dishonka.
Yeah, yeah.
I can do
and
something.
It makes you more valuable. You know, we always talk about like the group setting. You know, if you don't fit in or if you don't have your own group and you're wanting to be included in one, you know, you show off that water skill.
Exactly. You know, I did write on here. We actually have a podcast that was episode 6.
Yeah, I remember talking about
12 skills every prepper should know. But then we also had the 15 urban survival skills, or was it 10 or 15? I don't know. The one we did just recently. So I think those are good to review. review. I mean, we don't actually go into the skills as much as this is how to do these things.
Right.
But these are great skills for everybody to possess and start learning and working on.
Right.
Bruh.
Yep. Okay. And like, and in that, the whole thing, we've talked about storing books of,
yes,
you know, things you can learn. I mean, paper is going to be,
oh, man,
if you lose electronic devices, you've got a book,
yeah,
to read and develop.
Physical books are going to be a huge thing. And like we've always talked about, you know, have an extra phone or, you know, device that you can put a bunch of PDFs, yeah, and stuff on to have that type of information.
Yeah.
But it's,
I
you're
totally
going
to agree. Skills are super important.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. So far, I'm down with this. I'm down. Number three, sip. Sip, swig, drink, all that stuff. Water. That's what he's talking about. To me, this is probably going to be number one. I, you know, because without water, you're not going to last a whole very long.
No.
Right? But, you know, I'm just being nitpicky here.
No, it's true. And, like, around, basically, the whole, like, development of your survival plan,
yeah,
it has to be around, like, either your water storage,
yeah,
or your location that's going to have accessible water,
exactly,
to filter or anything like
because
that.
Because it comes back, obviously, to you know, hydration, but it also comes back to sanitation and
food prep.
Food,
you know,
prep, yeah. I mean, there's so many things.
Swimming.
Yeah.
Showering.
Bathing.
Drinking.
Shower sex.
That's number one.
Number one. How am I going to have
shower sex?
In
number
the
four.
Apocalypse? Hey, damn it. Why didn't he, Daniel?
Daniel, we got like five extra ones.
I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you a text, Daniel.
Shower sex. That's a double S.
That's a double whammy. Yeah, if you're in the apocalypse, you go 3 days without shower sex, you ain't going to live.
You can drink the water, and then you got relief.
Oh, gosh.
Not the shower sex water, I'm just saying.
No, pre-shower sex water, not post-shower sex water. It goes from the shower into a tub, and then we drink it.
We got filters.
We're pretty disgusting. We have some weird shit going on.
Hey, whatever you need.
Whatever floats your boat, float in your boat. There's another thing with water.
So
anyways, water is going to be a huge thing. Make sure you understand, you know, filtration processes, purification processes. Make sure you have filters, purifiers. Make sure you know how to start a fire so you can boil some water, right?
I just can't think of it. Float your boat, there's another one.
Shit, that's another one.
How are you going to float your boat if you don't have water?
Yeah, So anyways, water, very, very crucial. Number four, spark. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is...
You got to have a drone, a little spark drone.
It is a cool little drone. Starting a fire is obviously very high on every survivalist's list,
right,
of skills and... obviously having the tools to do that with you as,
right,
much as possible, right? So, you're going to want to know those primitive type ways to start a fire. If you're stuck in the wilderness and you got to take a shower with your woman or your man.
You got to heat up that water.
You got to heat up that water.
But yeah, the knowing different ways to start a fire in different locations. And then, I mean, they even break it down, like the survival magazine that I'm subscribed to broke it down into like what wood burns hottest,
yeah,
and gives off the least amount of smoke and things like that.
Yeah.
Those are good things to know.
Absolutely.
I mean, depending a lot too on your location and what to look for. And
the number one thing for me when it comes to fire is having a Bic lighter with you.
Seriously.
Like,
you,
I don't care what anyone
says. You
can
buy five for like 50 cents.
Yeah, we've had people that are always like, oh, Bic, that's for pussies.
Yeah.
Only pussies. I'm like, you're going to think pussy when
you pussy
got...
watches.
Yeah. Hey, pussy watches, like on Sino Man.
Oh. Yeah. I've got like two packs of five.
Yeah.
I'm like, why not?
Just have a Bic. Have a Bic in your car. Have it in your EDC bag. Have them in your bug out bags. Have them at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Have them in your shower.
Put your Bics everywhere.
Just put your Bic wherever you can get it.
This joke comes out every time. Never gets old.
Yeah, so, I mean, starting a fire is obviously huge. I agree with this so far.
And then using that heat, too, you know, like we talked about with stones, you know,
yeah,
you can bury stuff underneath it and cook.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you need to learn your fire skill.
Yeah, and purification of water, which comes back to sanitation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all, you know, connected in some way
when
it comes down to survival.
Amen.
Number five, sustainable fuel. He says, a seemingly obvious next step, you will need some form of fuel, kindling, tinder, or chopped wood, to keep your fire burning past the initial spark phase. So yeah, I mean,
I've worried about this before. We've talked about it. How I don't have a pile of wood out back.
Yeah,
you know, I don't have a wood burning stove. I want one, but either way, you know, having that pile of wood, you know, you could start a fire right outside your home.
Yeah, and like we said, this comes. This is obviously a huge point if you're lost in the wilderness or if you're in the wilderness. But even if you're at home, like Cam's talking about, and you know, SHTF, and there's no power, and you gotta heat your house.
Any scenario, so
yeah, any scenario, this is huge for. So, I guess, you know, start thinking about sustainable fuel for your wood burning stove or whatever, you know,
or even stocking up on propane cans, the little small ones. Yeah, if you live in a double wide.
Yeah, and
get your propane out.
You know, maybe you have a bug out location that's kind of out in the boonies.
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm.
You can make sure that's stocked in some way with that type of stuff if you got to be out there, you know.
Yeah.
And understand, you know, the best places to scavenge for wood out in the wilderness, you know, where to get the wood that's not wet, and you know, all that kind of stuff is very good to know.
It is.
It is. I agree with you.
But I mean, there's even a lot of those little devices we've been reviewing too that, you know, you can charge batteries and charge
absolutely
different
things.
Did
you see that new one? Yeah, did you even look at it?
I did not.
It's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Cool stuff. Yeah, we talked about the BioLite, you know. We just got one called the Teg Stove that we're going to be taking a look at here pretty quick. So yeah, that kind of stuff is just really good to understand.
Yep.
It's for survival.
Amen.
Number six. What's number six, Cameron?
Sustenance.
That's right.
So yeah, you know, this is stuff to keep you alive. You know, your plants, your vegetables,
food.
You've got,
calories,
just food,
man.
In general. You need to have that. You're not going to go anywhere if you don't have energy.
No, you're really not. I mean, so, you know, we've been a huge proponent of getting food storage, obviously.
Right.
Long-term shelf life food storage.
It's fuel, man.
It's what this comes back to, man. You're not going to be able to do anything if you're not, fueled to go do those things.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
So you need to, you have that, you know, all nice and lined up and stored and be prepared because you're not going to be able to go to the grocery store.
Exactly. You know, and we talk about this even in bug out bags and things like that. Make sure you have some food in there, you know, some stuff that's going to last a long time. Some stuff that you can easily cook up, understand how to cook that stuff.
Right.
Understand what stuff you like to eat before you go purchasing those things. Make sure you try it because some of that stuff is horrible.
Right.
You know?
We've talked also, you know, take into consideration the amount of water you're going to need for each of those meals.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you need to have those meals.
Yeah, and you know, the emergency bars like the TAC bar that we've got, those Datrex bars and things like that. Those don't take any water, and they're supposed to be non-thirst inducing. So, those are really good things to have around for any sort of survival situation. But then it comes back down to, like he says, you know, learning how to fish. Or hunt that if you need to, learning how to
back to the skills.
Yeah, prepare those things, learning how to cook those,
right,
how to field dress animals. You know, I have not been very good at learning as far as like what types of weeds and plants and things I can eat. I've been horrible at it. I just really haven't gotten into it that much. But those would be,
I know. That is a hard one.
Yeah, those would be really good.
I plan on finding somebody that has that skill. Capture him.
I've got a
book.
Drag
him around.
Yeah.
What's this plant? Get him back in the cage.
You take a bite first. Okay, I'll eat it now.
Rhubarb.
Yeah. So yeah, no, that's something you need to learn, and like we said, have a book around if you need to.
That's as simple as that. If you don't have time to do it,
I'm
saying this, and I still need to buy like a cooking book.
Yeah,
I mean we have them, but how to prepare those things and maximize each meal and get the right amount of calories and stuff. So
absolutely.
Sustenance,
number six. Number seven, shelter. This obviously is big too, because depending on your situation. You know, shelter might be more important than water, and a lot of times it is, because if it's cold or if the elements are getting crazy, raining, you know, you're going to have shelter. So make sure you know how to make a primitive shelter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and then we've talked, too, about having that kind of private location. I mean, just the basics of shelter and being able to take care of it and keep it up and... You know, keep you safe.
Yeah. And, you know, this is, like he says in here, you know, shield you from, you know, the elements, but, you know, also shield you from predators and things like that, a place to get away and
I think,
be
you
safe.
Know, like setting up defense, you know, defensive system around that area, perimeter, I should say.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, the shelter is important, and you don't know how long any scenario is going to last. So
yeah, that's the hard thing.
You can't
man.
Just stay under the stars all the time.
You can't. So shelter is big, and that comes down to your home as well, you know, making
exactly.
sure after SHTF, you understand how to upkeep your house, yeah, and you have those things available. And like we had an episode not too long ago, the SHTF tools, right? So, I mean, that comes down to shelter, because you need to have those tools to make sure that your home is, you know, upkept. So right, it ain't in a shithole in like a month, you know what I mean?
Poo dump.
Yeah, about a month. So that's a big thing.
It is.
So number 7, shelter. Hey guys, real quick, before we move on, I want to talk about our friends at the 3%er. The 3%ers are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. They are extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order in-house. Go to the3percenter.com and get the very best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. That's the3percenter.com, and use our code CASUALPREPPERS, and you will get a discount on your order.
They make some beautiful shirts.
They do. You're going to look sexy as all get out. You seriously will. So make sure you check out our friends. That's actually where you can purchase our shirts.
Yes, it is. It's
through them as well. So, and if you haven't done that yet.
Aren't we getting a sweater?
It's already up. It's a sweatshirt, yeah.
See?
See?
It's there.
Why haven't you bought it?
All right, number 8.
I need to get one of those, actually.
I do, too. It's coming into fall.
Yeah.
So number 8, sleep. So sleep's huge, and it is something that nobody really talks about.
Yeah,
this
impressed
is a great
me.
One.
Because most people, like, I don't think I've ever seen sleep as part of.
Nope, I haven't talked about it or even seen it, you know, really.
Yeah, and this is the genius of Daniel over there. I mean,
he's a genius.
He sees these things from different angles, and that's why these boxes are always so awesome.
Yeah.
Because he kind of sees a lot of this stuff. But sleep, it's so important for any survival situation. I mean, have you ever gone like even a night without sleep?
Oh yeah, you can't do anything.
Seriously, like
your focus.
I'm worthless, man.
You can't focus. You can't. You're fatigued immediately.
Yeah,
you're pissy.
Yeah, it's mentally, man, that really gets me. Like, I'm just like,
you know, we
I'm a goober.
Like, morale is huge, mm-hmm, and if you're you're leading the group, especially your family, if you're just wiped out,
yeah,
you're going to be miserable for them, and they're going to see that, and they're going to take that as, you know,
yep,
they're depressed and they're giving up.
Yeah.
So the sleep is huge, and I think that's awesome that he threw that in there,
yeah,
because it is.
It's funny. It's believed that a person cannot live without sleep for more than 3 weeks. I can't imagine going than like 3 days. I mean, I've gone maybe a couple days
before.
You'd
want to kill yourself.
Yeah, you really would. It affects every aspect of survival,
right,
if you haven't gotten sleep. Like, literally every single aspect will be that much harder.
Well, a lot of those, like, those military shows and books that I've read, I mean, it's crucial to get sleep for, mm-hmm, for the soldiers, and, you know, and that's another thing to consider of, like, you know, in a group, you can protect each other while,
yeah,
you're sleeping, and you know, those things are, it's
that's why,
massively,
yeah,
important for mental health.
The whole lone wolf thing is really not.
It sounds sweet.
It's a horrible option.
But you're screwed. You're not going
to
make it very
Yeah, long. It really is. It's a horrible option. Can you imagine trying to
sleep, guard your stuff.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
Keep a fire
going. Stay healthy.
Going.
Keep moving.
Yeah.
There's just no way.
It's just not, yeah, it's not practical.
You don't got a lone wolf skill, son.
No, I got them skills.
Nobody got a lone wolf skill.
So, yeah, sleep, man. And this kind of goes also back to shelter.
That's a great one.
To shelter, because, you know, if you have a shitty shelter, if you have no shelter,
right,
good luck sleeping. I mean, it's hard.
Well, it's like I would almost put, you know, I'd put it down below water and food.
Yeah.
Sleep, because all the rest,
it
cannot
keeps your body
do
functioning.
If you're not.
Yeah, it keeps your body functioning in well. I mean, if you don't have sleep, you are not well in any way at all. Your whole body gets thrown.
You get bad grades.
You're going to get bad grades. You're going to start looking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Smelling stupid, being stupid.
Just overall dummy.
All right, number 9, Shroud. I think he was reaching on this one a little bit, but he did it. He got it. Shroud.
So motorcycle Shroud.
Basically, what this means is having clothing, right, for wherever you're at, whatever else, right?
Bit of a stretch, but he got it.
He hit it. So he says, especially in colder environments, some form of clothing should be worn for insulation and protection against the elements. So you shouldn't be naked. That's what he's trying to say. If you get cold, it takes a long time to find warmth again, even a few feet away from a fire. It really does. That's no shit. Like, have you ever been out and just like...
I believe you.
I believe you. It really does take some time. Also, in a tropical environment where the rain can last for days and sometimes clothing can keep you dry, essential to maintain a good state of mind. So, also, what he didn't mention in here, too, is the sun, man. Keeping the sun off your skin is huge.
It is.
You know,
in any area.
Any
you know, it
area.
Doesn't matter if it's winter or in the middle of the desert in the summer.
Yeah.
Sun's going to hurt you.
It really is. So
gonna get you.
So this kind of goes to the point of being prepared, you know, with extra things in your vehicle, maybe, you know, clothing.
Yeah.
We've talked about this in your bug out bag as well, having an extra set of clothes or two, however crazy you want to get. Right.
Yeah.
And
it comes back again to not knowing the duration of the critical scenario.
Yeah. You just don't know.
So you need to be ready.
Yeah.
For different seasons, if you're in a seasonal, you know, a four season area.
And this is what I love about BattleBox, because all of these things.
They've covered so many
different
scenarios.
They've covered so much. I mean, you think of Shroud, what was the outdoor weather protection box not too long ago?
Yeah, where we up on the rocks.
Yeah.
The jacket that you stuff full
jacket,
of stuff.
There was hats, there was chapstick. Yeah. I mean, there's all this stuff that a lot of times you don't think of, and a lot of times it's not that sexy, so you're like, I don't really want to go buy that stuff.
It's true.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's not as cool as a knife or, a
yeah, machete. Exactly. But you still get a knife if you're, the
exactly.
Pro Plus guys, so that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So number 9, Shroud. Number 10, string.
Mm-hmm. Like and a G-string.
Yeah.
Like a
guitar string.
But really... but serious, everybody.
Everybody,
we're not joking.
We're being super serious right now. String, okay.
All right,
he goes into also known as cordage, rope, ankline, vines. So obviously paracord.
You can't build a lot of stuff without cordage.
No,
ropeage.
There's so much
stringage.
Really, there's a lot.
Yeah.
Paracord, man, it's just huge in the prepping and survival industry. In this world, everybody has paracord. You're going to have it in your bug out bag.
Think about just traveling somewhere, in your truck, and you get more crap to put in there. And you're like, I need a rope to tie. Oh, I don't have one.
You really do, man. We were out camping a few weeks ago, or whenever it was, we were camping, and my dog's collar came off and lost.
Yeah,
we lost it. So I had some paracord in my EDC bag. I pulled that sucker out, made a new collar. Boom. You know?
Paracord.
Boom.
Trademark.
Trademark. Paracord.
Paracord boom.
Dog collar. Boom. Paracord boom.
But yeah, you seriously have so many uses of it. Even that awesome paracord that has the fishing line in it.
Yeah.
And has the fire starter in it.
I think we actually got some of that from BattleBox. The Titan.
Yeah, we did.
The Titan.
That's
paracord.
Right.
It has, so it has several layers. Obviously, it has the fishing line and fire starter and this crazy stuff.
So your most basic thing is the cord for tying stuff, and then you've got all this other stuff inside the cord, which...
And this comes back to shelter again, making shelters.
Drying clothes off, clothesline.
Yeah, there's so many
and
different things.
And then setting up a perimeter when you camp, we tied up we tied up the cans and stuff around that. And that
exactly. Have you ever seen The Walking Dead?
I have.
They do it there, too.
Yeah.
More famously, actually.
Bone Tomahawk, they did it. Have you ever seen that?
I actually haven't,
it's freaky.
Was it? So, number 10, string. String.
Number 11,
storage vessel.
Cash.
What? Cash?
I'm just saying.
Oh, cash.
Like
C-A-C-H-E.
Yeah, like cash.
I'm like, I thought you were talking about money.
Le cash.
I'm like, all right.
Oh, yeah,
So he says some sort of cup or container is essential to boil water, carry water to camp, cook food. So this is obviously a must-have for any bug-out bag. I need to get something like this in my vehicle. I don't think I have anything like that in my vehicle.
I have one of those, the plastic ones that pull out.
Right.
That kind of snap together.
Yeah.
So at least something to carry anything
you
in.
Can carry. I have water bottles.
Yeah.
Or like those cold
hydro
flasks. But it would be great to have something in the vehicle that can boil some water.
Right, right.
So, no, this is absolutely a good thing to have. Well, it's necessary almost, in any survival situation, especially at home for cooking and for moving water, like he says.
Yeah. And I kind of was thinking in this category, under storage vessel, thinking of the less sexy things to talk about, like a storage vessel for waste. you know,
yeah,
crapping in,
yeah,
or throwing in a bucket, know, soiled linen,
yeah, like a bucket and garbage bags and things like that,
right? Yeah,
because those are
just, I mean, it's good to have places to store and get those things away, you know, from
yeah.
the rest of the group, and also, you know, storage containers for just what he was talking about,
yeah, absolutely,
you know, food and supplies, even, and you know, carrying water.
Yeah, no, very good.
Storage vessel.
Number 11, storage vessel. Number 12, self-defense. This is really big. We've been really wanting to do a self-defense episode, and I think we're going to do it at some point, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
We've been talking about it.
Yeah, so we have been talking about
together.
It. We need to get to it. And, you know, this goes to a lot of different things. This goes back to number one, which is the blade, obviously. And I'm a big proponent of having that blade just to avoid having to get into any sort of fight, because really, I mean, if a dude is going to come at you when you have a knife in your hand and they don't have a knife, they're psychotic,
right?
Seriously. Mm-hmm. So most people, if you pull out a blade, they're just going to be like, all right, dude, see you later. I'm not going to go with that.
Yeah. I don't want to get cut up.
No. So, you know,
dealing with that wound for the rest of until you die, basically.
Yeah. Especially in an SHTF situation where sanitation is less than optimal and, you know.
So like you said, a person is a complete moron.
Yeah.
Retarded, maybe diseased.
Yeah. Maybe a zombie.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, the self-defense too, you know, we talked about, like, you know, learning those things to... I mean, we haven't really talked in detail. We need to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's different ways to protect your vitals, you know, if somebody does come at you with a knife.
Yeah.
And, like, learning those things of getting, you know, the least amount of harm to protect you or, you know,
yeah,
your
exactly.
group. So.
You know, and then there's so many different forms of, you know, self-defense you can learn as far as fighting, you know, hand-to-hand combat, those types of things.
Yeah.
Any of it's good, pretty
right.
much, except for karate.
Yeah, well, everybody's a black belt.
Everybody's a black belt. No, that one's for homie. So, yeah, jiu-jitsu, things like that, those are great. Just learning how to throw and block a punch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we're kind of excited about doing this episode, so we've been trying to piece it together.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out the best way to do it. And then, obviously, weaponry is a big deal.
And it includes all of it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, storing ammo, what ammo, how to use, and, you know, how to conserve ammo and all that stuff, and... How to fire a weapon, how to shoot a slingshot, how to shoot a crossbow, how to shoot.
I can't believe we haven't shot your crossbow yet.
I've shot it.
Well, I haven't.
I know. We need to go do that.
How
was
it?
I was actually looking at targets at Walmart, and there's...
Were you?
Oh, that's funny. Target at Walmart?
oh, dang.
They're cheap, so I need to go get one.
Yeah.
Because I know that I'll just send one over into my neighbor's shed.
Bathroom.
Make, dang it.
Neighbor's bathroom window.
What happened? Who shot his arrow?
Yeah, so self-defense, that's huge. Huge, huge, huge.
It is.
We are now to the last one. Number 13. Man, that went quick, didn't it?
It did.
Number 13, state of mind. And you kind of alluded to this in the sleep section. Because, you know, state of mind really is, I mean, that's half a survival, man.
Yeah.
Really. Being positive, like he says in here, but just...
I think the hard thing is really not knowing how everybody's going to feel and be, you know, it's really hard to judge like what the morale is going to be and the effect it's going to take on people, you know.
Yeah.
Say someone does get sick and you're with them through until the end and you have to dispose of a body. And I mean, that's just going to destroy the group.
It's going to mess with you, man.
And then we've talked about too in prepping when you have kids. And, you know, like keeping them happy and, you know, you got to have candy and like things to, so they don't really think or know what's going on.
Yeah.
They're just like, okay, I guess we'll stay in the basement.
Yeah, exactly.
By the foot all day.
By the foot. Yeah, we've talked about this, you know.
My kids talk like that. Hey, Dad, I'm going to get some fruit by the foot.
Hey, Daddy, I'm getting some fruit by the foot, Daddy. Come Daddy.
That's right, son.
Yeah, no, we've talked about, you know, keeping those things around that are going to keep your morale up in some way in any sort of situation like that, you know, books and games and candy and...
And musica.
And music and shower sex.
That's it.
All those things.
That's our essentials.
Exactly what you need.
But yeah, you know, we're always talking about getting like, you always think, you know, water and protein. You got to have like treats and you got to have games.
Yeah.
You got to make things fun because, yeah, it's going to be miserable.
You know, unless it is a zombie apocalypse, then it's just going to be fun.
It is.
Because popping off zombies.
Can't just go shoot some heads.
Let's go shoot some zombies tonight.
But yeah, this, I mean, it's massive. Because all those shows you see, once that person starts to lose their mind,
yeah,
it just...
It goes downhill from there. It really does. Well, if you look at like The Walking Dead, man, I mean, how many times has Rick Grimes just lost his shit?
I know.
You know what I mean? And
that's,
and stuff goes bad.
That's why, like, not to get off on the show, but I get off on the show.
I get off on the show.
But like now the morale's so bad that it's just like, well, they're murderers too.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly.
To protect themselves, they're just like killing everybody.
Yeah. But it could be that way. We don't know. You know what I mean? Well, and it might not. I don't.
Every scenario is going to be just like The Walking Dead.
Exactly. It's basically a documentary.
I think it did happen.
I think it actually did. It is a documentary.
It's still happening. And they don't even know that there's a real world outside of this.
That's what Georgia's like. Yeah. We'll have to ask Daniel.
Yeah. It's true.
It's true.
Yeah. And that's the state of mind.
So, guys, that's the meat of the podcast today. That's the Survival 13 from Daniel Dabbs over there at BattleBox. Go check it out. It's really cool. It's a cool article.
I think it's a good reminder of like a lot of the basic stuff, but he's included some of those things. Yeah. You're like, oh yeah, yeah.
Like we said, we get sucked into the sexy shit sometimes, you know, like the EMP stuff and like, you know, electronics and like all these crazy things that sometimes you don't really need. You just need to focus on these things that are going to keep you alive.
Yeah,
really.
The very basic, most essential things to know.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Right on.
Right on, right on.
Hey, I want to talk about one of my favorite things. Seriously, like one of our most favorite things, survival boxes.
Yeah.
So the only,
you want
survival boxes? Yeah. They are the only subscription box packed with all of the essential survival supplies that you need for the prepping to survive disasters or your next outdoor adventure. There are three different boxes to choose from. So sign up today and start getting survival boxes delivered to your door every freaking month. I'm altering this the
Keep
way
going.
I want to do it.
Keep
no
going.
Contracts, cancel anytime. Use promo code casual preppers for 10% off your first box on any monthly subscription box at survivalbox.com.
Yep, and we absolutely say go grab that Bravo box, boy.
Yeah. Go grab that Bravo box, boy.
Hey, boy, you want to grab that Bravo box, boy?
Seriously, we really do love our survival boxes because they have just delicious food.
They do.
I know, I almost butchered
that. They do.
Sorry, survival boxes. I'm trying not to.
And this episode is free.
Seriously.
No, that's fantastic, Cameron. Thank you so much.
We're gonna
move on. We recently just made a new video for our friends over there at BattleBox.
This episode's free. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
They're like, could we get Cody to promote us and not this other ding dong?
So we just recently did a new video for our friends over there at BattleBox.
We did.
As I just said.
We did.
It was a really cool video, I think. I think we had a good time making it. So Mission 30, Cameron, let's break that down.
We had a lot of fun with this box.
We did. We really did. We had a good time.
This box is called the NBC box.
NBC.
So it talks about like sports and like different news and like really important stuff that's going on. No, so it's nuclear, biological, and chemical.
Right. So I've been looking forward to this box for like, I don't know, 22 missions.
Yeah. I know.
Sound like that.
This really is an awesome box. So first off, some of the basic things in the basic box.
What we got?
Potassium iodide tablets.
Let me grab it.
Right. They do not taste very good.
So these are the potassium iodide.
But they will save your thyroid's life.
So in an event of a nuclear meltdown, a nuclear attack,
a nuclear
anything, these will help protect your thyroid, which will be very susceptible to the radioactive material in the air and on objects.
Roger that.
Gosh dang.
So clear.
Yeah.
And then you've got some radioactive wash towelettes. So these little bad boys can wipe off all that nuclear debris. And they look like regular sticky finger.
Looks like
wipes.
You got them from KFC.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah. Then you got a skills book, which I think is extremely valuable.
Right there.
It's got all your nuclear war survival skills. Boom. We just talked about skills.
Yeah, it's a thick sucker. There's a ton of stuff in here. This dude, like, I think he's like a...
I think he's preparing to actually attack a country.
Revered civil defense expert.
Pretty crazy.
So dude knows... There's like lots of pictures and
Imagine
stuff.
Imagine spending your whole life on something that may never happen.
I know, yeah.
But that's cool. Thank you, buddy.
See, like lots of cool pictures
We got
and
your
stuff.
Book for free, bud. Well, like not really. Radio triage radiation dosimeter card.
That's right there.
I don't have one of these, and this was pretty sweet that we got one.
Yeah. Basically, it's a little card that will measure the amount of radiation in the air.
This ain't no silly business. This sucker works.
Nah, that's a shit story.
And you will
anyways.
Want it if you're, you know, raiding a place that's pure radioactive.
Absolutely.
And then you got a waste bag. So
yeah, this is bad boy right here. Wow, man, it's underneath everything. Yeah. It's up on the actually
so you get
it's
two
up
them.
On the wall. You get two of them. It's just a little bag that you can throw in your radioactive clothes and your little babies that die in the radioactive thing and,
jeez,
and dead cats and whatever else.
My hell.
Hey, right. it's gonna be a sad day.
It is.
You don't
Thank
know
what's
you
have bags
happen.
To throw your whole family in.
Yeah.
So
I went too far. That was over the line.
You went right to the babies, didn't you?
I meant baby deers.
So the advanced box has the Polish MC1 gas mask.
Yeah, I've got it on the wall.
Pretty freaking
here.
Cool. You know, it's
Here's a filter.
We don't really know to what extent or these filters will hold up against, you know, radioactive debris.
Yes, these are military surplus stuff.
They're kind of old, but hey, they're freaking sweet. And really, this gas mask in a lot of scenarios will be sweet.
Yeah, it'd
you know,
be fine.
Terrible dust storm.
Terrible, terrible dust storm. Like like interstellar dust storm.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, you've got a filter and a mask that's fully protective of your face. I mean, that's still pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Say you... It's not a nuclear war. You will love it for Halloween.
Absolutely.
Radiologic water filter straw.
It's this bad boy here. You can see it in the video. Cam crouches down and drinks out of
it. It shows half of my butt.
Yeah, you did.
So you better get on there and check that out.
And you got half of it.
That's pretty crazy. They make a filter to filter out radioactive waste.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
I'm like, I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So that's all in the advanced and basic.
Uh-huh.
Pro Box. The Pro Box includes all that. Plus, you get a Geiger radiation detector with keychain.
Right. And I
thought this was pretty sweet.
This was really, really cool. So I have it on my keychain right here.
Yep.
All those watching. It just
so
pulls.
There's a little free app.
Yep.
And then you just plug this in and it detects radiation.
You plug it right into your headphone jack
and it's
on
quick
your phone.
And it worked.
Yeah.
I guess well. There wasn't any radioactive material where we were.
I wasn't dead.
So, and then you get some colloid silver.
Colloidal silver right here.
Oh, sorry. Colloidal. I said colloid.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right.
Right there.
Chillinoid.
There's a lot of different uses for this stuff, but it's great for your immune system. Just don't drink a whole shit ton of it. Be careful.
You'll turn silver.
You will turn blue.
So, nice little homeopathic type of medicine.
Yeah.
Now, all of that plus in the Pro Plus, you get the knife of the month, and I use this all weekend counting.
Dude, this thing, I freaking... love it.
I do too.
This
it's
thing, as you can see, I've been using the crap out of it. This is one of my favorite knives.
Yeah, I've used gotten. It all weekend camping.
It's just the action on this sucker is smooth.
I like the weight of it.
Yeah, it's not too heavy.
It's got glow in the dark.
Yeah.
Like it lit up all camping.
Yeah.
Like all night.
Those
I didn't even have
up.
To like charge it.
This whole piece here glows and these little pieces right here glow. They're freaking sweet and actually comes with a little like. Black light that you can put on it, and it makes it glow even more.
Rad.
I guess so I that's you by Liang Ma. It's the Nuke. It's really cool. Really
it
cool
is,
knife.
It is a sweet looking knife, mm-hmm. and it's awesome functionally.
Yeah, really, really
so
good
yeah,
stuff.
So yeah, there you go. Battle Box, great box. Thank you.
Yeah, one of my favorite boxes in the last little while,
Me
for
too.
Sure.
Me too. Check out our video on that.
Yeah, and I think we'll do Tac Pack next episode.
Fine.
Because it's over there.
Yeah, that's cool.
Is that fine with you?
No, I think it's good. We'll focus on them primarily.
Okay.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
So, last night, Kobe and I we decided to take a break from life and play a little video game for a second.
Yeah, we like to play some survival video games.
Just like
pretty frequently.
Mess around, get some ideas.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. But anyways, my guy got food poisoning and was puking all over, and I was like, "Hey, I want to talk about food poisoning."
That's a good idea.
It's always something that I get kind of freaked out at the clinic. Is you know, tons and tons of people have diarrhea and vomiting and nausea. And I'm like, okay, is this food poisoning? Is it just gastroenteritis? You know,
yeah.
Is it something serious?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, food poisoning, we're going to be eating whatever we can,
yeah.
you know, in a survival scenario. Yeah. And
that
all of our storage.
Bad.
Yeah. We're going to, you know, the perishables we're probably going to hit first.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. if you stretch it, you could get sick.
Yeah.
So, there's tons of different bacteria and they do a lot of different things, but I just wanted to like hit the basics.
Yeah.
You know, the symptoms of food poisoning, nausea, vomiting, belly pain, you know, your abdominal pain, just crampy. Everybody's experienced it at one point in their life and just not knowing what it is.
It's not good.
Diarrhea, and it can be watery, mucousy, bloody, and then a fever. These are all very common symptoms and pretty frequent, pretty frequent to have them all at the same time, which
ooh,
is
that sounds
delicious.
Nice. Yeah.
I got food poisoning one time so bad that it was just spraying out both ends. I was seriously, it was so, and it just stripped me of like all energy.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to die.
It just kills you, man.
You had colitis, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it could have been
like
triggered by
3 weeks
a food poisoning. So, yeah.
I lost like 10 pounds and I can't afford to lose 10 pounds.
It's so miserable.
It's bad stuff.
So, yeah. The basics on that, you know, obviously the first thing is prevention. You just do not want to get it.
No.
And so just some real quick stuff, you know, canned foods, don't eat anything that's bulging. Don't put anything in your mouth that's nice and bulged.
If it's bulging, don't put it in your mouth.
Don't leave the perishables out in the just normal daily heat and
yeah.
room temperature for very long, 2 hours at the max. You want to keep things below 40 degrees in the fridge, below zero in the freezer, if you have those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then as for meats, you know, beef, veal, lamb, you want to cook at 145. You're not going to remember any of this.
Dried
you want to cook at high temperatures, you know, ground beef, pork, basically on these meats. I know you might like rare, medium rare.
I do.
You want to cook the piss out of them just to be safe. I know. It's just safer.
So okay, yeah.
You know what I mean.
So if you're looking at it and it's slightly questionable, then cook the piss out of it.
Right,
right.
But
right now you don't have.
But
to.
But I mean, I wouldn't risk it. I know how delicious.
You don't eat medium rare meat.
No, I do.
Okay,
but I'm saying in a survival scenario
yes.
where you're at risk and don't
yes.
have medical teams
okay,
available.
Yeah.
yeah, you want to cook it pretty well. I'm not saying char it, but I'm saying make sure it's cooked thoroughly. I would invest in a meat thermometer.
I got one in my pants.
You're gross.
You're gross and stuff.
And then, you know, fish and shellfish, mm-hmm. you want to cook until they're firm.
Nice and firm.
Okay, so beyond prevention, if you do happen to get food poisoning.
Yeah.
Number one thing is rehydration.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep yourself well hydrated
you
because you're going to be spraying all your water and nutrients out your butt and your
out
mouth
your
hole.
Mouth and your nose and wherever else it'll come
right.
out.
So rehydration, number one. Most, honestly, like most food poisonings resolve on their own. on our own.
Yeah.
But seriously, like almost all of them do not require any hospitalization.
Yeah.
So you just need to ride it out and drink a ton of electrolytes and water,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Drink all the colloidal silver you have.
Just
is that what you're saying?
Pound it, and if you can, insert it rectally and squirt it all up in your butt.
That's exactly.
It'll clear out
and
everything.
Again, when we use voices, do not take it as serious advice
yeah,
in
sorry,
any way, shape, or form.
Well, he said squirt the whole bottle in my butt.
I feel weird.
I've been pooping tinfoil. So,
but again, tinfoil is great in the apocalypse.
It's all sealed. So,
pooping tinfoil.
You need lots of rest. Obviously, you're just going to be completely fatigued. Your body can't recharge. It can't recover if you can't rest.
This goes back to having plenty of toilet paper
right
on hand.
Right. In this scenario, you're probably just going to want to spray your butthole off.
Yeah,
because
you might want
you're going
to
waste toilet paper quickly. When you go back to eating, you want to, you know, small diet, nothing heavy, not really greasy, something that your stomach's going to be able to handle.
Like Tatanka, maybe?
Tatanka. Number one thing to start eating is Tatanka. If it's bloody, if symptoms are intense for,
if
you know,
the shunk is bloody,
3 to 5 days.
Hey, I got the bloody type.
Oh, curing bloody.
Mom, that's not fair. He got the bloody flavor.
It's just like, yuck. It's just like a petri dish.
There's stuff swimming in mine.
Oh, that's disgusting. If things are worsening, you're having bloody diarrhea, then you would consider antibiotics. They're not typically treat, you know, we don't use these unless we do know specifically what the bacteria is.
Yeah.
But worst case, I mean, if you're just not getting better, there's, you don't have medical attention or somebody to you know, treat you or assess the problem, you might as well start them.
Might as well.
Because either way, you're probably going to die.
Yeah. If it doesn't stop, you're not going to live.
Right. So, and then also the other thing that's not really recommended with food poisoning is anti-diarrheal like Imodium and Pepto. I think Pepto's fine, but if you're pounding things to freeze up those bowel movements,
yeah,
it's probably not good. Your body's trying to get rid of that. Well, it isn't good. I mean, really, if you're just crapping out your, you know, you're just spraying water everywhere, throwing up, you need to seek medical attention in any form, or you'll probably die.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, basics, rehydration, rest, and clean your butt.
Really? All right, good. That's good stuff there. I mean, because that's going to happen. I guarantee it.
You're right.
Guarantee it. You're going to get food poisoning in the apocalypse. Right now. Write it down. It's happening. All right, guys. I appreciate you coming around and listening and downloading. Man, 100,000 friggin' episodes downloaded.
Let's make it 200.
Let's make it 200,000. All right.
By next month. Woo!
Woo! Party. Yeah, so appreciate you guys. Make sure you're subscribed if you haven't already. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe.
Subscribe to everything that has our name on it.
Yeah, go grab a t-shirt. Go grab the book from Amazon. It's like a literary version of us.
Yeah. Can you still get a Rider t-shirt?
A what?
A Rider t-shirt, remember?
Rider.
Merry Christmas. I'm a Rider.
You know, I have closed it. But if somebody really wants it, just send me an email. Okay. You can still get it. Merry Christmas.
That.
Just Merry Christmas. I'm a Rider. You can still get one. If you want one, just let me know.
Okay. That's it.
I'll get it made for you. Anyways, yeah, guys, appreciate it. Anything else, Cameron?
No.
All right. See you later.